When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome to the Haters Press Conference Podcast. This is the first place, some say only, where you can hear football's leading managers' press conferences in full.
The reaction to Sunday is almost as though you lost the game rather than actually got to the FA Cup final. Can you understand that, given how the game went?
No, absolutely not. And you made it off. And no one was made the question, is it embarrassing? No, the reactions from you was embarrassed.
Why do you say that?
Why, it is, the comments. In football, top football is about results. And we made it to the final. And we deserved it, not only by this game, but also the other games. And yeah, we lost. And then in 20-minute control, also had a bad luck, 3-2, 3-3. We were very lucky in the end, clear. With penalties was very good. And we made it to the final. And that is huge achievement. Twice in 2 years is magnificent. For me as a manager, 4 cup finals in 4 years. And so the comments are a disgrace.
Jason Wilcox was at the game. He was announced as new technical director on Friday. Over the next month, how closely will you work with him to determine the future direction of the football club?
Very close. We have to form a partnership, very important. We are a little bit behind in the process, so we have to catch up and we will go and speed up the process.
Stuart.
Morning, Eric.
Morning.
Did you pick up any more injuries at Wembley? And have you got any players actually coming back for this game?
Yeah. So we had a problem with Garnacho. That's why we took him off during the game. But I think he will be fine. Scott McTominay, we have to assess today. But that is really doubtful. Marcus Rashford was also doubtful. And then there was an issue with Bruno Fernandes. With a hand. So, but I think he can make it. So we have some doubts going into the game for tomorrow.
With, I think, 6 Premier League games left, Champions League qualification looks really hard. So I wonder what your priority is and your aims are for the remainder of the Premier League season. Getting to Europe? Or?
Yes, but we have to win every game. We know that. And that's why where United stands for. And that is our approach. Go for game to game. But we have to qualify for Europe. And we have now 2 opportunities. That is over the league and in the FA Cup final.
Eric, just after that Nottingham Forest statement, just away from Manchester United at the weekend, what have you made of other Premier League clubs questioning the integrity of officials in the Premier League?
You can't do that. You can agree, you can disagree. So the handball for Wan-Bissaka is totally is wrong, mistake. But you can't questioning. So I will not do. And of course, it's not good. It's not good for the game. And the refereeing. We should respect them, and this is no respect.
And just talking of respect, Anthony's celebration following victory on Sunday was deemed to be very disrespectful by many in the game. Did you see it that way? Did you think that was the case, and have you spoken to him about it?
Yeah, but did you see the reaction of Harry Maguire?
Yes, okay. Very respectful.
Yeah, and he was provocated, and he should not react
Anthony
like this.
Was.
Yeah, he was provocated, and that's why this was a reaction on that. So You haven't seen that provocation. You only see the reaction. But he should not do it. But also, I have seen Harry Maguire straight after. And as others, because we should acknowledge the performance from Coventry to come into that final. Mm-hmm. And then to come back, also see that we are 70 minutes totally dominating the game by far and creating many chances. And it was 3-0. It must have been game is closed. But the return from their side was very good.
Eric, do you know Jason Wilcox at all? Have you had a chance to spend any time with him yet? And what do you think of his kind of footballing philosophy?
Yes, I met him yesterday, first time. So we have some talks. So this week we will not have so much time. But from Monday on, we will go quick forward. And of course, I know his profile. I know his merits in the youth. A lot of experience there. And then now he was 1 year, was at Southampton. So I know his background. So I'm looking forward for our partnership.
Last question in this section, Mickey.
Hi, Eric, for a game at the weekend that you were so in control of for 65, 70 minutes, what do you put the rest of the game down to? Is that a lack of concentration from the players? I know you got over the line and you won the game, but it's happened in two or three games over the last month and a half.
I know that. So first of all, the most important thing we can do to put ourselves in a winning position by good structure, and we have seen that over on many occasions, by really good structure, as you see for instance the first goal, but also in other games. But then of course you have to bring the game over the line, and that there are more issues. Something has to do with mentality, something also physics. We don't have the tools in this moment as well, because we don't even have we have already a back four. We have to be really make compromises and be really creative to construct that back four. But then we can't replace player. We can't sub player there as well. But so what you need is a full squad, and then you can take your messages from the side and to repair things. But also, it's a matter of mentality. Also some game reading when an opponent take more risk, and there we have to improve. But as I say, then also you need a full squad to repair that.
If you like what you hear, please remember to subscribe or follow and leave us a positive review. It really will help us get to more grounds around the footballing world. You can also follow Haters TV on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, TikTok, Snapchat, and our wonderful website at haters.com. Thanks for listening.